Well, as I said, the tax filing deadline coming up on the 18th this year of April. And joining us now, IRS spokesman Rafael Tolino. Good morning, Rafael.
Hey, Ross. How are you?
Fine, sir. First of all, why is the deadline moved out a couple of days from the traditional April 15th?
Right, because the 16th is a weekend. It falls on a Sunday. And then the 17th is a holiday in D.C. called Emancipation Day. And because the law says the folks in D.C. get an extra day because of this holiday called Emancipation Day, we all do. Oh. And therefore, basically, it moves to Tuesday, April 18th this year. And, you know, I was asked the other day, as a matter of fact, you know, what can you do if you can't get it done? You can take an extension of time, even though we're a month away. Well, sure. What's today? Today is 13, 14. You still can get it done. You got a month. But if you can't, take the extension of time to file. Give yourself through mid-October. The key with the extension is that it gives you an extra 6 months to file, but not to pay. So if you owe or you think you owe, you still want to make a payment and get that in by the 18th of April. Otherwise, you risk penalties and interest that can accrue on your account. Of course, if you can't full pay, let the IRS know. There's installment agreements. We have lots of flexibility to kind of take care of it. But certainly, if you have a requirement, you do want to file and pay something, because that penalty is greater when you have a requirement and don't file than filing and then not full pay.
All right, let's talk about the home office deduction. I've been told that that can be a red flag for a lot of people. What are some things to make sure that you're in compliance with when taking a deduction for a home office?
Right, and if you could take the home office, you should, no question about it. It has to be a regular and exclusive. I think there's four buzzwords there, and those are two of them. And then the other thing about it is, just like any deduction, you want to follow the rules. Red flag is because it's more of a gray area there. In other words, what do you use the home office for? Are you a doctor and you exclusively use this part of your house? You have clients that come see you, that kind of a thing. You know, if that's the case, then there's a percentage you can deduct of certain expenses and that kind of thing. For those who are listening in that position, we have a really good publication on it. It's publication 587. So if you go to IRS.gov and then keyword search 587, you'll see all the rules there about the home office deduction. One of the things we did was simplify the amount, and I believe we said it was $3 a square foot up to 500 square feet as a general standard number as opposed to actual expenses for everything. But to get all that information about the home office, as with anything, if you can take the deduction to lower your bill, you should. Mm-hmm. But certainly look into the rules there, and there is a bit of a gray area, and does the IRS take a closer look at it? Perhaps, because it's not necessarily cut and dried like other deductions can be.
All right. Now, and finally, just because you don't have children, you may have someone you can claim as a dependent, like an aging parent, but what qualifies in that case as a dependent? More than 50% of their support? Or?
Yeah, there are eight tests for a qualifying relative and seven for a qualifying child. They include a support test, they include an income test, they include a residency test and where they live and all that kind of a thing. And those are spelled out as well on the website. Your software will help you. But the bottom line is this: if somebody lives with you throughout the whole year, it's your child, parent that you take care of, you can do that as well. But do look into the rules. The dependency exemption, I believe, is $4,050 this year per dependent. So obviously it gives you a chance to cut down your bill nicely.
All right. Very good. Rafael Tolino, IRS spokesman. We thank you as always for joining us on Tax Tuesday, and we'll talk to you a week from today.